Was Fairport Convention from their Legion Leaf album, and hopefully now we have on the end of the phone Mr. Dave Swarbrick. Hello, David.
Hello there. Hello, Fiona. That was good. It was good. I'd forgotten how good that was.
It is. That's one of my favourite Fairport albums, actually, and we've got links going up all over Facebook at the moment to Fairport, and we'll get one up to your Swarbrick thing, I think, in a minute as well. So, thank you for taking time to join us on Big Beats.
Not a problem. Thanks for asking.
It's a great honour to me. I was just having a quick chat with you, obviously, before we came on air about my first festival being Crop Ready, which, of course, is still going all these years later. Are you still playing down at Crop Ready?
Oh, every now and again, you know. I think last year I was there, or I popped in the year before I was there. If I'm not officially there, I kind of go along and have a drink with the chaps and maybe sometimes gatecraft a gig.
And who can blame you? Well, I know it was 1983 when I was there, hot, lazy summer's days, and the lineup was, of course, Simon Nicol, yourself, I'm trying to remember, Dave Pegg, and I can't remember who the other one was, shame on me.
It would have been Dave Maddox.
That's the one, yes, that's right, yeah.
Yes.
And it had me hooked on Fairport Convention, which, of course, as I said to you, you inspired me.
No, there's no cure.
I'm still
no cure.
tell us, how long ago did you start playing fiddle and doing your bits and doing your music?
Well, blimey, I was a kid, you know, when I first started. I was brought up in Yorkshire, on the Dales, and I first started with the village fiddler, a man called Mr. Boothman, and I suppose I'd be about six or seven, something like that. Then I gave it up, of course, as everybody does.
Yeah.
And learned the guitar.
Uh-huh.
And played with the skiffle group for a while, and then I was discovered.
As you say.
Well, the skiffle group husband won a prize, and the prize was to meet two famous people. And we met Beryl and Roger Marriott, who nobody, of course, had ever heard of.
Right.
But that was my lucky break, because she was the most fantastic piano player in the world, and a great authority on English tradition and Irish, Scots, and whatever.
Yeah.
And a wonderful, wonderful Cayley band.
Oh, brilliant.
And I was invited to play guitar with them.
Yeah.
Then I mentioned that when I was a child, I played the fiddle, and she said to me, guitar players are ten a penny ducks. You must get the fiddle out of the attic. So I did, and then I started off playing next to the drummer, and then I got a bit better, and I played next to the guitar player.
Yeah.
And then I got a bit better, and I ended up next to the accordion player.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a little bit better, and I played next to the fiddler. And at the end, I was the one with the mic.
Ah, so that's how it works.
That's how it works.
Well, I know another album I liked, Fairport's. It was the Babbicombe Lee one. I can't remember the name of the album. Shame on me, it's gone again.
It's just called Babbicombe Lee.
It is called Babbicombe Lee.
Yes.
At the time, I actually had a pet mouse, which I named after Babbicombe Lee after the track. I was absolutely fascinated with the story, which I believe is a true story, is it?
It is true, yes. I'm a kind of an antique buff, and I spend most of my free time wandering around junk shops, antique shops, and so on. And I was living in Hertfordshire. I went into a junk shop in Ware, W-A-R-E.
Yeah.
And the story of John Lee was serialised. He wrote it, or he ghosted it, I don't know. But it was serialised in a paper called Lloyd's Weekly News.
Right.
And his grandson had collected all the papers together and bound them into one volume, and somehow or other they ended up in his junk shop. And I bought them for the equivalent of 50p.
Wow.
And took it back and read it. I was enthralled by the whole thing. I thought, well, there's a radio ballad, really. That was in terms I was thinking, because, of course, I'd done radio ballads with Ewan and Peggy and so on.
Yeah.
So that was how I was thinking. I wasn't thinking in terms of a folk or a rock opera. But I mean, they didn't exist, I don't think. And that's how it happened.
Well, it's So the rest of the story is say, and going back to you taking up the fiddle again, we're so glad you did, and I personally am, because as I say, it inspired me to rush out and buy one. I hated it at school. I was forced to play fiddle and I hated it, and David Swarbrick did inspire me to go and buy one.
So poor, poor thing.
I'm still sort of learning now, as I say, I can play enough to play at home, that's about it, but I will keep at it. I'm not going to give up. So you've got this new album out, which Burnham CD kindly sent me, called Swarb Tricks, which I believe you wrote, and it's Duncan Wood and Guess Who perform on it, yeah?
Yes, I wrote the thing, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and Duncan Wood and really did all the arranging and playing on it, and along with his guests that he chose, you know, Cattle, Connell and Martin and Maureen and so on. Mm. They're all people that he knew and invited. I knew Cattle, of course, but yeah. But the whole project was really down to Duncan. I just simply wrote the stuff.
Yeah, well, it's a great little album, and of course it is available through BurnhamCDShop.com. Can it be bought all the usual places as well? Sort of like?
I think so, but it's also, folks, available from my website.
And there you go. Give
and
us a
if you go on my website, you never know, you might find something else you want.
Oh, right, go on then, yeah, give us the link to your website.
I couldn't possibly tell you what the thing is, but if you just search for Dave Swarbrick.
Right, okay, well, I have a sort of virtual social club on my Facebook page during my show, and we do have our chief link master, John Datchers, who's he's putting links up to every artist I play, so I'm sure he'll find it. And,
oh, that's lovely, yeah.
So, yeah, go and buy some Dave Swarbrick stuff.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful, yeah.
And do you have any gigs coming up that you want to plug at the moment?
Not doing an awful lot. Doing two or three this month. Doing one for Jenny Parsons at Farm Field.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the 16th.
Yeah.
A couple of other ones this month, but I can't remember where.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to Denmark, of course, no point in plugging that in April, and Canada in the summer.
Oh, very nice.
I play in a Cayley band now, Jason Wilson.
Yeah.
And it's a Canadian bass band.
Right.
And I'm one of the only two white people in it.
Sounds good. I have to check that one out. And,
oh, it's wonderful. It's it's a brilliant band.
Can we find this through your website again? Or
you probably can. Yeah, you can get. We're doing an album at the moment, so of course, none of those tracks are on my website. But there's links to Jason's, and yeah. We've done others. I mean, for instance, we did Matty Groves.
Yeah, excellent.
We did a reggae version of Matty Groves on Jason's last album, and you may find a link to that on my website. If not, just search for it, folks.
Right, yeah, now that I have got to hear, a reggae version of Matty Groves, that's kind of
Matty Groves by Jason Wilson.
Brilliant, Jason Wilson. Right, there you go. JD, do your stuff and search for it.
Yeah.
One of the things I just want to ask a favour is the person... People who actually introduced me to Fairport Convention and Dave Swarbrick are a couple called Mandy and David Madison, who are tuned in Sheffield. And I just wondered if you could give them a big hello.
Hello.
Hello to the Madisons from
Swarbrick. Hello to the Madisons. How are you? I hope you're all right.
Yeah, they're putting old pictures up of you on Facebook as we speak.
Good grief.
Yeah, from way back. So it might be worth having a look at my page and looking at those.
Yeah, I will.
Right, so before I let you go and have a rest and drink and whatever you do on an evening, do you ever see yourself retiring and packing in, or are you just going to do it forever?
Oh, I talk about it from time to time, you know, and I just get bored to bloody tears. I don't know what to do with myself.
I can understand that.
Yeah, being on the road, it's very hard, you know. When you get to the gig, that's the easiest thing, playing.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's getting to the gig and... well, I don't mean to say that the gig is easy, but out of the whole picture, getting to the gig is the easiest part of it. The travelling to the gig is the worst part. Of course, the older you get, actually the harder it gets.
Yeah, I can imagine all the travelling.
So, I'm 71 now.
I know. Well, it's amazing.
I hope not to pack in, and I certainly won't pack in playing gigs that are close to home. That's for sure.
Brilliant.
And I won't be travelling so far afield. That, of course, comes from a broker who just said he's going to Canada and Denmark.
Well, I didn't like to say, but yeah. Well, I've got listeners over in Canada and Denmark, so they can all go and see you, and I shall try and get to catch you on the road as well.
Well, I'll be doing the Edmonton Festival this year, so...
Oh, there you go. All you out near Edmonton, yeah, get yourself along to the festival and go see right. David. So, right, well, I want to say thank you. It's been a real honour. Good luck with the album. Good luck with
thank
all
you.
The
thank you very much. Throws at you. It's been a great pleasure.
See you on the road somewhere, and right. maybe one day you can come in live if you're round
yeah,
here.
Never know.
Oh, right, thanks ever so much, David.
No worries.
Cheers.
Right, bye.
Bye.